To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're going to love this.
All right.
Yeah, there's a reason for this. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9TheGame.com. On this day, Sam.
Yeah.
There was a president elected.
On this day.
On this day, there was a president elected, but that's not why you're hearing this. Yeah, the fourth president was elected on this day. You know who the fourth one was? Number four. We always remember the top three, but number four, James Madison.
Okay.
All right. And his vice president.
He may end up in the playoffs, but go ahead.
Exactly. But his vice president was also elected on it. In fact, reelected. Do you know the name of James Madison's vice president? Come on. I've been teeing it up for you all morning. George Clinton.
Get out.
We had a vice president.
Just stop.
I'm not making this up.
Okay, man.
George Clinton.
Wow.
The vice president to President James Madison.
Stop.
Y'all going to win some money on this today. Don't laugh at me. You're going to take this insignificant information, and there going to be some drunk friends of yours, and you're going someplace to watch the games, and that they're going to be talking college football. Somebody's going to bring up James Madison, how they got beat, and then you're going to say, it's funny you should bring that up.
Okay.
I brought that full circle, man. Yeah.
Very nice.
There you go. All right, bring our guest on here.
Absolutely.
Bring
absolutely,
here,
man. You know what, man? It's great to have this guy. I'm glad he felt like getting up with us this morning because it's early and because of what happened yesterday to his alma mater. But he's my guy.
Ooh.
On Friday nights, High School Scoreboard
Show. He brought
that
up, Chris. I ain't
Chris Parker,
nothing.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Hey. Good morning, guys. I appreciate it. Dang, I expect that from the other people, not you, Sam.
Yeah,
man,
see?
You're usually the nice one.
Oh, it was a tough one. Let's start with that and just your thoughts on that yesterday. Did you call in that 4th-and-2 play?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Who called that?
He went real high on that, Sam. And, you know, he called a great play the game before on 4th-and-2. You know, he rolled the dice, went for it. They were tied in the red zone. Could have kicked the field goal, the conservative thing. They didn't. You know, when you do that and it works, you want to do it again. But I thought overall Georgia was just better. They were ready to play. Coach Smart, guys, the game just seemed to mean a lot more to them. They were ready. I saw somewhere where, you know, earlier in the week, they had a team meeting And Coach Smart asked everybody that beat Alabama to stand up, you know, and nobody stood up. You know, it was a powerful moment. Like, look, guys, you know. So, you know, of course, I went to school at the University of Alabama. I was hoping they would win. But from an objective football standpoint, you know, Georgia deserved to win. They were really prepared. You know, they blocked the kick. They played really solid on defense. You know, they moved the football. He ran the ball. He did all the things you got to do well to win a game. And Alabama just didn't. I mean, I don't know if coming off the Iron Bowl was tough for them or they got some injuries. But, you know, everybody's got injuries. You know, so they had no excuses. They just weren't as prepared. They weren't as ready. And congratulations to Georgia, man. They're really doing something special, you know, the last 7 or 8 years. I hope their fans really enjoy it. And get off of Coach Bobo. He's doing a good job.
You know, we can go back and forth on whether or not Alabama deserves to be there or not for the playoff. But, Chris, my question is, do you think it's going to be an easier decision for this committee if Alabama being on the fence the way they are, that Saban ain't there no more?
Well, I think it's a tough decision for them because they're really in a bad spot because, I mean, I'm a biased guy. Sam made it clear I'm biased.
No, we know that.
But I don't think Alabama – I don't know that Alabama should get in. They don't look like a playoff team.
Nope.
They don't look like a playoff team to me, you know. So I don't know if they should get in. But I think at the same time, you know, they won a tiebreaker over Ole Miss, over Texas A&M, over all these other teams that didn't play yesterday. And there's no doubt that if they didn't play yesterday – people would have put them in. So the punishment for getting to play is a really tough precedent. It's not really about Alabama as much as the precedent of leaving them out for playing in the conference championship. Because, you know, what might happen, Sam, is next year if you're in this situation, regardless of Alabama or whoever, but you're in a situation with two losses and you make it to the conference championship game, you would actually be better off to decline the invitation.
There you go.
I don't think that's possible, though.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's possible either.
I don't
but
think
what
that's
I'm
possible
telling
either.
You is
if you,
they
you...
shouldn't create a system where the school should hope they don't get in.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And I think that's – and at the same time, I don't know that they should put Alabama in the playoffs. So what I'm saying is, you know, I'm glad that I'm not the one deciding, but I think it is a precedent-setting decision. And that's what they got to talk about more than even the resume. This is a team you would have put in if they were Ole Miss. You know, if Ole Miss had made the championship and you seen Ole Miss against Georgia yesterday, then Alabama's in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you punish them for playing. You know, you got to, and that can set a bad precedent. I really think, and because of the brand, to Greg's point, because it's Alabama, and even though Coach Saban's not there, it's still Alabama, and Coach Saban is still involved, right?
Yep, yep.
So. It is a thing that would maybe change. You know, when Alabama's gotten in or Florida State or Ohio State or USC, when those teams missed the playoffs, when they picked two, Sam, that's when we went to four, right?
Yep.
Yeah, when those teams missed the playoffs, when we hit four, that's when we started going to 12.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you'll see when the teams like that start getting left out, they will change that conference championship setup or some kind of rules. But they're not going to change it today.
No, they're not.
It'll be interesting
it.
To see what they do today.
We'll do, folks. Hey, folks, hey, you hear this voice always with me on Friday nights for the Scoreboard Show. That is Chris Parker. He is social. You can find him at Chris_Parker222 and also at Parker Resources. Now, Chris, we talked about, you know, the games and really, you know, Southeastern Conference, the teams beat up on each other so much during the season and they want to add yet another conference game to the regular season schedule. Coach Kirby Smart talked about that after yesterday's win. Let's listen to Coach.
Those two teams were beat up tonight, and that was the ninth game of the year. And we're looking at next year having another game. I mean, the coaches in our league are concerned about it, very concerned about it, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't speak my piece and say that it's concerning. Because if that game affects Alabama, I don't know if it will or not. I have no say-so in it. I've sat in those shoes many times where that game cost you an opportunity. But hypothetically, every team just played another game in their ninth game. So there's eight more losses. Who just dropped out? All right, and then there's another game, SEC Championship.
So that's Coach Smart weighing in after yesterday's game, Chris, to kind of more the background of what you just stated as far as the conference. Do you want to play in this conference championship game or not? And, you know, and the thing of it is the conference championship games are not going to go away. Yesterday, if you're a college football fan or just a football fan, you enjoyed yesterday. I mean, from start to finish, right? You're not going to take away that day.
Absolutely. I think the format could change, Sam. You know, like meaning you automatically get in or, you know, just something would change to make it where that's not an option. But I do think, to Coach Smart's point, who's the best coach in college football? Oh, the people listening know, you Georgia fans, get off of Bobo. They're going to call some bad plays, maybe next year too. But you got the best coach in college football. And he's telling you two things. One, playing nine games is going to get more people hurt in the SEC. And the committee for this college football playoff has put all their emphasis on number of losses. Have y'all noticed that?
Yeah.
It's the main thing is they got a second loss. They got a third loss. Like, everything's about number of losses. Well, if you play in more conference games, you're going to have more losses. So, pretty simple.
Chris, what in your mind, what catastrophic event or the ending of a contract that's in place presently would have to happen for college football to just say, you know what, we need a governing body slash a commissioner, whatever it is, the things that have been talked about, because of all these moving parts that seem to be getting in the way, and there's nobody who can stand up and say, yeah, okay, we're going to make this change. What solution have you come to as you thought about this?
I think it's a really simple answer, Greg, actually. Yeah, it's really simple. They got to quit making so much money. But because as long as they're making money,
yep,
and I think the sport is getting mass, and Sam knows this. I'm close with a lot of college coaches, close with a lot of high school coaches. You know, I got a tiny, tiny bit of insider information on this. I'm telling you, the game is really struggling, but it's not struggling for fans financially. Like, it's as popular as it's ever been. They're not going to change much while it is.
When you say struggle, in which way? Because I got a feeling.
The game's struggling with things like the format. Like, you know, I'll give you a great example, Sam. I know Coach Krzyzewski or whoever, Jim Boeheim in basketball, Rick Pitino, they're not coaching their basketball team and then right for the NCAA tournament leaving. That never happened. You know, and Lane Kiffin left, and Ole Miss should not let Lane Kiffin coach. But why do we have a system where people don't just coach the season and then they take another job? Why do you have a season where National Signing Day was this week?
Yeah.
And then the coach at Matt Campbell at Iowa State quit the next day?
Yeah.
You know, like, kids then all can transfer. The system is broken in the schedule, in the not the game schedule, the calendar for the year. And until they get that fixed, they're going to have a lot of problems with players transferring, coaches leaving, drama, you know. And that's the part that's broken. The how they pick their 12 teams is broken, right? All that's broken, and it won't get fixed, Greg's question, because they're not going to disrupt the apple cart as long as they're making the money. I mean, this thing is really, really, really popular.
Yep, Chris.
And so, go ahead.
I was just going to say, hey, it's wrap your mind around telling somebody you got to make less money, first of all.
Right.
But the thing is, while it's such a quagmire because everything that you said is in place, but the real hard part about all of this is that while you're trying to fix the academic schedule or the athletic schedule, it's the academic schedule that's also in play here. And good luck trying to get that changed around.
Absolutely. And it won't change.
There you go.
It will change when they quit. When, for whatever reason, the ratings go down or people quit buying jerseys or people quit supporting NIL collectives. And that's not going to happen. I'm just saying, if it ever does, then they're going to take a hard look at themselves.
Yeah. Well, Chris, it goes back to what I said, the whole problem with schools, going back to the incident with Gainesville in high school, and just talk about, you know, athletics that's in around education, period. Strip away the decorations and around it and all the bells and whistles. It's extracurricular activity with adult supervision. But when you start keeping score and handing out trophies, it make folk lose their mind a little bit. And so that's
people want to win. People want to win. Yeah. And you know, that's part of it. You're right, Sam. And high school is becoming like college that you and Greg knew back in the day. And college is basically just the minor leagues. It's just, and I don't even know if it's minor leagues. Hell, some of these guys are getting paid better than the third-round draft picks, you know. So maybe it's not even minor league. It's just another type of pro football.
This is going to be a collegiate civil war. I mean, at some point it's going to hit ahead. You've got all these brainiacs, professors and so on and so forth, who are on top or on the one side with the academic schedule. And why are these kids here? That's going to be their argument. They're here to get educated, learn, and blah, blah, blah. Then you got a nice room that you teach in because of my football team. You know what I mean? And all that. So you got the yin and the yang of this.
Oh, yeah.
Get your popcorn, sit in the front row, and watch how this plays out, because this is going to get nasty before it gets better.
We'll see. But it's going to be entertaining, and that's the thing we're going to watch for. Where does Kennesaw State end up today? They're going to end up getting their bowl bid. What do you think? I love to put them. Do you put them in the game with Duke?
Yeah, bring them home. I know they can't beat James Madison probably to get in, you know, fourth president, George Clinton, vice president. I don't like that one, Greg.
He's an educator. He knew that.
But I knew the answer. By the way, Greg, I knew the answer to those questions.
See?
You know, I was a history teacher back in the day.
That's right.
But, yeah, James Madison gets in. The Duke won, and it got the Dukes in. You know, the Duke.
How about the other Duke, right?
Yeah, so they're in the college football playoff. But, I don't know, but Kennesaw State going to their first FBS Bowl last year were 2-10. You know, they changed the coach. A fairly unpopular decision, Sam.
You know,
in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And so they should be commended. Sometimes you make an unpopular decision as a leader, and sometimes it doesn't work out, and you get criticized. Well, you need to give them the credit when it does work out. And Jerry Mack done a great job at Kennesaw State. And, yeah, it'd be pretty cool to see them play a Power 14. You know, they nearly beat Wake Forest in the first game of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
When we first started doing this show together, Sam, we were talking about Kennesaw State. It was all about the basketball team. And now here we are flipping the script.
Yeah.
And we talked about Indiana earlier. So my question, am I right with this? Was Florida the last program that had national championship the same year as basketball and football?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
It can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, man, listen, you need to come down here and get in the studio and do a show with us.
Yeah, you guys on too early, man. I'm getting old. I need y'all to do that like 11 to 2 p.m., 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's about my wheelhouse now, yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, as always, by the way, as an educator and historian, you'd be happy to know that I'm educating my coworker and my producer on what today is, December 7th.
Excellent job, yeah. The founder of the Constitution, James Madison.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Listen, Chris, have a big day.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you,
Take
sir.
Take care, guys.
All right.
See y'all.
That's Chris Parker. That's Chris Parker. He missed my thing, though. I let it go.
Okay.
Because I said December 7th. Yeah. He mentioned James Madison. He thought I was trying to get a Pearl Harbor thing out of him, but that's okay. How many planes?
How many
350-plus planes landed 2,400 plus lost on this day, the 84th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. We've mentioned it a couple times on the show and should be. So, but up next, going to let you know about some money flying through the air. Got a fresh casting call and a little something that happened to yours truly this past week. We'll talk about that. Sam, Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.